From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. It would be a crime to have an open container of cannabis in your vehicle while driving. That under a bill awaiting Governor Jerry Brown's signature. From Sacramento, Julia Mitrich reports.
Sean Martin is with the Legislative Analyst's Office, and he spells out the bill's guidelines for someone who's driving around with cannabis in their vehicle.
Any receptacle containing any cannabis or cannabis products which has been opened, or if the seal has been broken, or if the cannabis flower is just not in a container, they'd be guilty of an infraction punishable by a fine.
That's a fine of $100. You can avoid that fine by keeping any open container of cannabis in the trunk. One exception, if you're a qualified patient with a current ID card or a doctor's recommendation, you may carry a closed container of cannabis with you while driving. Transporting cannabis for commercial reasons will require a state-issued license. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
Supporters of a bill to make California a sanctuary state say the measure has gained the support of some law enforcement leaders. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck spoke at a press conference Monday in favor of limiting local law enforcement's coordination with federal immigration and custom enforcement agents. He says his concerns with the bill have been addressed.
We could still concentrate on people who are violent criminals who also happen to be illegal immigrants.
The current bill would allow state prisons to notify ICE before they're about to release a violent felon in case agents want to detain them. But Los Angeles Sheriff Jim McDonald says jails wouldn't be able to do the same. He says if he couldn't safely transfer violent criminals to ICE agents, they would be released back into the community.
I feel like we have an obligation to try and use whatever tool available to us to help protect our community, and ICE would be one of those tools.
The California Police Chiefs Association also opposes the bill, which has passed the state Senate and is now in the Assembly. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.